This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
A Fistful of Charms by Kim Harrison, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2006 by Kim Harrison. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with EOS, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
1. The solid thud of David's door shutting echoed off the stone face of the 8-story building we had parked beside. Leaning against the gray sports car, I shaded my eyes and squinted up at its aged and architecturally beautiful columns and fluted sills. The uppermost floor was golden in the setting sun, but here at street level we were in a chill shadow. Cincinnati had a handful of such landmark buildings, most abandoned, as this one appeared to be. "Are you sure this is the place?" I asked, then dragged the flat of my arms off the roof of his car. The river was close. I could smell the oil and gas mix of boats. The top floor probably had a view. Though the streets were clean, the area was clearly depressed. But with a little attention, and a lot of money, I could see it as one of the city's newest residential hotspots. David set his worn leather briefcase down and reached into the inner pocket of his suit coat. Pulling out a sheaf of papers, he flipped to the back, then glanced at the distant corner and the street sign. "Yes," he said, his soft voice tense but not worried. Tugging my little red leather jacket down, I hiked my bag higher.